Let me just, let's do a, like a really clean intro and then get right into the story.
Sure, sounds good. Man.
What are you doing? You're controlling the whole thing?
It's called producing. I know that's not something you know anything about. Okay,
I've never seen this before. Hang on. Let's see how this goes.
Let me buckle down.
There it is.
So you got your seatbelt on?
I got my seatbelt on.
Let's do this.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Shy Show.
Wow.
Nice.
My name is Brian Gerard. I'm alongside Gregory Hoyt.
Yeah.
Good evening, ladies.
And Robert Scheid.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
To get right into
it. I only say hello to the women in our audience.
I know, and I follow through and say hello to the gentlemen as well.
No dudes listen to this show.
There are gentlemen.
Brazilian women.
Brazilian women.
Yeah.
It's our biggest demographic.
Insult by speaking Spanish to them.
They speak Portuguese. Hola, mis amigas.
Stop right now.
That's Portuguese.
That's Portuguese. That is not Portuguese.
Como estás?
Chorizo.
What?
Chorizo.
What is that? Anyway.
What
this is a follow-up. We need to do a follow-up.
This is a follow-up. Robert has a he has an amendment.
Do you remember? Not an amendment. I don't need to change anything.
Quiet, Greg. Listen to him.
I didn't say that.
You're just covering up your mistake.
Go
go
ahead.
Do you remember when I sold the lamp on Craigslist in the shape of a lady form?
Oh, yes,
yes.
I do.
So it's this lamp that I made.
I wanted you to give me that.
I know.
You sold it for $250 to the
television
show? I sold
it to $250 to a television
show.
Amazing. So the guy showed up, right? And the guy showed up with the camera crew and lights, and they shot the whole thing in the living room. And Brian, if you remember from the episode, was concerned that they would put me in this light that would make me look like a weird man.
Oh, yeah. Did they? They were
well, because I'm selling a lamp that in the shape of a lady.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Go on.
So the funny thing is that they didn't, which was great, because they made him come in, and he was the guy who was kind of weird. He came in and he said, I got to test out the lamp. I was like, okay. So he comes over and he starts motorboating the lamp.
Motorboating your titties?
Yes. And, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah. And I just stood there. They did a couple different, you know, takes and things at the end. And, you know, I got some jokes in. And it was all good. It was fun.
When are you going to see this?
I don't know. Probably a couple... Whenever it airs, you know.
What's the show? Do you know what
it's called?
Is?
The Ben Show.
Okay, but by the way,
it's
so
on Comedy Central.
Just so I can be clear here.
Yes.
You're not out of the woods yet.
No, I'm not. Because also at the very end...
No.
What they did was they gave me this sheet of paper on camera, and they said, hey, do you want to introduce the next episode or the next segment? Here, read this to camera. And so, you know, I kind of figured, oh, this is going to be something.
What did it say?
So I turn to camera and I read. Normally, I post ads on Craigslist to kill people, but today I'm selling a lady lamp.
Here we go.
Okay, and then we did like four or five of them, different versions.
My penis isn't small, but it's thin.
Normally, I look for casual encounters. I would be J-ing. What is it? We'd be J-ing off right now.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking to stuff my D into some
But this is the thing.
The girl's A over up in the K-Town.
It wasn't that bad.
No. Well, I'm glad that they didn't take advantage of
it. No, they didn't.
Sounds like it just went right down the pipe.
It's so clear that it wasn't me because I'm holding a paper, right? And I had it up high
enough.
You're
going to use the audio, dude.
You're an asshole.
What are you talking about? No, I'm holding the paper. It'll be fine.
Oh, my God.
So anyway... We may or may not want to watch that episode.
Oh, man, you better believe we're watching it.
Yeah. I don't have cable.
Somebody's here.
Who's here?
Let him in.
I don't know.
Yep, take your time.
Who's here?
Take your time, Robert.
I don't know. Hello?
Come in. Slam the door, whoever it is.
No, don't slam my door, please.
Slam the door.
There's John Danovic, our sound engineer.
John Danovic?
Sound
back?
No.
Lock it, please.
Yeah, it's a very dangerous neighborhood.
Make sure you lock
it. And you have a guest.
Hello.
John
Danovic.
John Danovic and a guest.
Hey. Have a seat. Wait, let's pull some chairs around here.
Oh, excuse me.
Yep, Robert, switch over.
What do you mean he's here?
I haven't
been running
seen
this.
You.
He's been engineering these episodes.
Remotely, though.
He hasn't been around for years.
He doesn't have to be. Technology, gentlemen, as you know, is our friend.
He's been working through Facebook. I've seen you on Facebook quite a bit. I feel like I've
followed. What's going on with you?
We chatted. Me and Greg and Brian chatted.
Did
when?
You?
Yeah, we chatted.
When?
On Facebook?
On Facebook.
Last week.
Always.
Wow. Facebook?
Robert wasn't there.
Yeah.
In real life?
I've never invited.
Video chat, that's right. Facebook video chat.
John Danvik.
It's serious. They have it.
Is it right? Yeah. I was joking.
No, they don't. They have video chat now?
They do.
Absolutely.
About a week ago.
No way.
Stealing everything.
Yeah.
I didn't get the
nothing.
Chat.
There.
You know, they're trying to do the same thing that Snapchat's doing. You know about Snapchat?
What?
Snapchats and tattoos.
Oh, my God. We need to do Snapchat. Just like.
I don't know what that is.
Hold on. Okay. Time on.
It's getting to the point of roulette, but we'll get there.
We're being kind of
chat roulette. We're being a little rude.
Who did you bring in with you?
Yes, Michelle.
Oh, hi, Michelle.
Good evening.
Hello. You're very beautiful.
Yes.
Thank you.
We like your
You're
jacket.
You're welcome.
Jacket is amazing. Wait.
Let me He's going to speak. Oh, no.
Michelle, come over here.
It's
quick.
Spanish.
Stop it.
Oh, yeah. Hola. Don't let John hear what I'm saying to you. You're very beautiful.
Okay, back away.
You have a very nice.
Great back away from the
Okay.
Yeah, you're right there.
Yeah.
Right here.
You can't hear me.
Yes.
You don't have headphones on.
All right.
I gave Michelle headphones. She has them on.
So, as a technology
advisor.
Wait,
did you hear what I said, Michelle?
Just,
yeah.
Still hear you.
Yeah.
It's right there.
We're right here.
Yep.
Everything's heard.
Anyway,
Snapchat.
What
Let me talk about Snapchat.
Thank you.
Snapchat.
Thank you for being here, Michelle.
Snapchat is the answer to sexting. Taking pictures that last forever on somebody else's phone. Mm-hmm. So Snapchat, you get to put an expiration as to how long the picture lasts.
Ooh, that's great.
So you take the picture
of your
and
dick.
Then you of your dick, I guess, and you
sure?
you say it's going to last like 3 seconds on the other person's phone.
Yeah.
And then it will expire and disappear.
Yeah, so with that, I'm sure there's another app that overrides
there is.
That.
Because if you use the iPhone, you
Snapchat.
Can do a screen grab.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Hey!
Done. That's it.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, just so you know, it is happening. It's called Snapchat. Yeah. And apparently Facebook tried to create their own after its success. Snapchat is very popular with the kiddies. Unfortunately.
Do you think if we say Snapchat a bunch, they'd give it to us for free?
No. It is free.
John.
I don't think you want to be sponsored by them.
I don't think we
John.
Do.
Brian does.
It's just a big raging porn community.
Yeah.
John.
Boy.
I'm sorry that I hit on Michelle right away upon meeting her.
Great.
Now I
it was a little awkward.
Now I can't hear you. You're far away.
Oh, sorry. John.
There you are.
I'm sorry that I hit on Michelle right upon meeting
she
her.
It was a little awkward.
Hear you.
Yeah. Great. It's okay. No. She needs to hear the
Michelle.
Yeah.
Michelle.
Yeah.
I'm talking to you.
We know.
Do you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. You're very beautiful.
You're doing it again. Greg, you're doing it again.
I was preempting.
You need to apologize.
All right.
Okay.
All right. That's fine.
Yeah, Michelle.
Yeah.
You're very beautiful.
You did
I'm
it again.
So, but I'm sorry for hitting on you right away.
Yeah.
John, I missed you. Did you miss me? Lately?
No.
He's just laughing.
He didn't.
Yeah.
He doesn't.
Yeah.
Like, we hung out a few times recently.
Yeah, we did.
But before that, it was like a year?
John, why don't you give
away.
Us a little recap
where did you go?
Of the artistry that you've been, the yarn
Please,
you've been spinning.
Where did you go?
I saw pictures of you with an animal mask
what?
DJing in front of
oh,
people.
Oh, God, that's right. Yeah. At, like, DJing. Big concerts.
In France or something.
Yeah, Perry.
Paris.
Ooh, oh, Paris. Oh,
yeah. I need a baguette.
So. Oh, croissant and John Mask and DJ music.
Cigarettes. So please, tell me, what were you doing?
DJ.
Well, you know, just got tired of being, you know, I like the job. I'm just saying, I got a little...
Very articulate.
Whatever. So,
very articulate.
Went traveling.
Went traveling. Nice.
Yeah.
Did you go traveling, doing anything particular with, was it, it wasn't directly DJing?
No, that just kind of happened in Paris. I just kind of traveled.
How do you, that's impressive. That's impressive.
Just,
well, I enjoyed, like, living vicariously through your posts.
Yeah. Walking.
Yeah.
Wow. That's good.
Well, walking where?
Paris.
In Paris.
Are you listening?
God.
John's
follow along.
Talking.
Okay.
Cincinnati.
Yeah.
What, is that in France?
Mm-mm.
No, it's on the way to France.
What?
It's on the way to France.
From LA.
In LA.
Right.
Yeah,
sorry.
It's on the way to France.
Where else?
Did you DJ there?
No.
Such
no,
detail.
Okay. Yeah, I know.
Did you think of me on a weekly basis, daily basis, or a monthly basis? That's a real question.
Bi-monthly.
Ah.
It's a lot.
Yeah, that's...
Nice. Six times.
John, did you think of me on a weekly basis, on a daily basis, or on a monthly basis?
Weekly. Definitely weekly.
Oh, nice!
Boo!
John, now, be honest. Did you think of me on an hourly basis, a every 10 to 15 minute basis, or a minute to minute basis?
I thought of you before I walked in the door.
Hmm.
Just now?
Yeah.
That's it?
No, before I left, too. When I said bye.
A year ago?
A year.
That's some hard truth.
I can get behind that.
That's some hard truth.
I can get behind that.
Twice, I guess, yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes, John, I show up here and I forget that Brian's going to be here.
I know. I didn't think he was going to be here.
Yeah.
Sometimes I show up here and I see that Brian's here and I just leave. And it's my apartment.
And he lives here.
It's my apartment.
How does he get in, Greg?
The window.
You need to put
one
some
of these
bars
windows.
On
there are too many windows. I can't check
them. I'm
all.
Right here.
You have a lot. What?
Michelle. Michelle.
Yeah.
God. You're so beautiful.
Greg.
What?
Stop.
Hear everything. You guys should get on that Snapchat thing. What's it called again?
Snapchat.
Yeah.
Michelle, I heard of this new app called Snapchat that I think we should download.
Hey.
I'm going to send you some pictures. What?
John is here.
He's not. He doesn't have headphones on.
John's traveled around the world.
I've been around the world and I can't find my baby. I don't know when, I don't know why. Why she's gone away, but I don't know why they hate me. Is it my lady? Or my drop
Mercedes?
Baby, baby.
All right. Very nice. Thank you.
Now,
that was a freestyle rap. Just made it up.
I think
off the top of my head.
I've heard it before. I don't think it's yours.
John, one of Greg's favorite places to go in the world was Ireland. Did you go to Ireland?
Yeah.
Nice. Did you DJ in Ireland?
No. Wow. That was just Paris.
That's wow. Awesome, man.
Yeah. DJed in Paris.
Yeah.
Wasn't even supposed to go on.
But they were giving you requests too, right? They like wrote down requests. I saw some. If you could explain the picture, because there was a picture of like something written on paper. Looked like they were the names of songs, or is that something you were holding up to them?
No. Wait.
Somebody's knocking at the door.
No, I just wrote shit down and played it.
John, why are you going to the door?
Why? Because it's.
Hang on a second.
He's gone.
Did he order food?
He looks like, hold on, I don't think it's food.
Michelle, while he's at the door. No, don't put your hand up in front of your face. Michelle.
It's great.
Huh?
Oh, we got beer.
It's a beer delivery. Ordered beer.
Who delivers beer?
John went to Paris. That's how he knows
he's
how
to. He's a DJ.
People, happen. Okay, good. Now, Greg, knock it off with the, no.
Michelle.
Greg.
You're very beautiful.
Greg.
I noticed.
Stop it.
Your coat. Looks like the transaction's over.
It's still happening.
It's still.
He used a credit card.
All right, John. Hey, good to see you. Welcome back.
Nothing happening here.
John, thank you for ordering beer to the door.
Yeah.
You know, right into the studio.
Wow.
Good. One. Thank you.
Okay. I'll have one.
Okay.
There it is.
So, John.
He only thought of you once the whole time you was gone. Do you know
fine,
that?
I'm moving past
no,
that.
Not while he was gone either.
Moving past
just right now.
Yeah. He thought he probably smelled him, sensed him.
Sensed him?
Yeah.
John, one of Robert's
sounds
favorite
like a
places.
Champagne cork. That's
one
amazing.
Of Robert's favorite places is Germany. Did you ever DJ in Germany?
No.
Remember, thank he God. Only DJed.
Did you ever go to Germany?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Scary.
Did you go to Berlin?
Huh?
Awesome city, huh?
No.
Oh,
really?
Ooh.
You're the German too, right?
I've heard good things about it.
I lived there for a while.
Did you?
Yeah.
It's just too new.
Oh, see, when I was there, it wasn't new.
Yeah,
I was there from 90 to 94, so the wall had just come down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
To the wall.
To the window.
To the wall. To the sweat drops down my balls. I just freestyled that. Me and V, right?
Totally.
That was some freestyle.
How do you freestyle together at the same time?
Because when you're in an improv group together, you get that group mind thing.
It's a song. It's been out for a long time.
Whatever.
Anyway.
Michelle.
Great.
Nothing.
Okay, good. Heidelberg, did you go there?
No.
Oh, man. That's a nice city as well. So it was too new for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was just crisp. Clean.
I got a question.
Mm-hmm.
Are you glad to be back in America?
America.
No.
All right.
Wow. No.
Okay.
Wow.
No.
Just turned.
I get. No. You know why I asked? Because I get that, man.
Mm.
I get
glad,
that.
I'm glad to be in Tennessee.
Yeah?
Yeah. Tennessee and California, pretty much.
That's it.
Mm.
Tennessee.
What were you doing in Tennessee?
Walking.
Nice.
Why does Tennessee, because of the music industry, like that kind of thing? Or?
It's just a beautiful place.
Yeah. Really?
Good people.
Yeah, maybe you went in a good shit. Time of year. I hear it gets pretty awful temperature-wise. But
I went there 7 times this year, actually.
Wow.
3 to Memphis, 2 to Nashville, 1 to Chattanooga.
Holy cow. Yeah.
One time I went walking to Memphis.
Oh, shit.
I was walking.
No, no.
It was like 2 feet off of the earth.
What?
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Too bad you don't know the lyrics.
Yeah, I know.
Because that would have been a great bit.
It would have been very good.
What were the lyrics?
I was walking in Memphis. Walking in Memphis.
I was walking with my
feet dead feet off of
off the ground.
Real.
I once
I don't know.
I once went to Memphis.
Oh god, you blew it already.
It's walking in Memphis. Yeah.
I went walking in Memphis. I was walking in Memphis and it felt like I was walking 10 feet off of the earth.
Just stop.
Hmm.
Yeah. This freestyle is going nowhere.
I went walking one
He's
time.
He's not even singing it. That's the thing. It's just a spoken word, just poetry bad. Thing.
Wow. So I don't know if I've heard many full-out praises for Tennessee, but that's awesome. So you really are a fan.
Beautiful. You like the South in general?
Mm-hmm.
Good people. Good cooking.
I've lived in the South for
beautiful
a while.
Beautiful women.
Good women. Good women.
Beautiful what? Women.
Michelle.
Greg.
Are you from the
Greg.
South?
No.
No. It's okay.
Greg. Good.
I feel like John heard me. Yeah. I feel like you heard me.
That happened. It did.
Robert.
Yeah.
Ask John a question.
We all have asked John a question.
Well, you have.
Did
except for Robert.
I mean, you know, did you miss running the soundboard for us on the Shide Show? Because we missed having you here.
Was it not working?
No, it works. Everyone once and again,
nice
we have a problem.
Around.
It'd be nice
to
just
call
have
you
your
in
presence
and
around.
Say, hey, John.
It's more about you being around.
Pop the head
just
in.
Say, oh, John,
taking
care of. So it's not taking care of.
It's not out there some time.
Fine, but it's just better when you're around.
Sometimes
it has more to do with you being available.
We missed you.
That's all. We just missed you.
That's it.
We love you.
That's all.
That's it.
So it's good to have you back.
Yeah.
We just love you.
Actually, I'm going again. So,
Where are you going?
That's
back to Paris.
Back to Cincinnati for a
minute. You're walking there.
Mm-hmm.
And then where?
I went walking in Cincinnati.
That's
Jesus. That's not the right.
It felt like I was walking 10
no,
feet
Brian,
off
no,
of the earth.
Stop,
Brian.
Brian, that's not it.
Hmm?
No.
Walking in Cincinnati.
Nope.
No.
Not the right song.
Not it.
I noticed you have a fork wrapped around your wrist.
Whoa.
John.
That's pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It's a forklet.
Did that happen at a restaurant?
Instead of a bracelet, it's a forklet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you do that at a restaurant?
No, my friend did.
At a,
is
restaurant?
A restaurant?
In Boston.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You went to Boston?
Yeah, we went to Boston a few times.
What?
Why didn't you call me?
You were probably weren't there.
I probably lived in it. I was.
And remember, he thought of you by...
You did call me. That's right.
Yeah. Whoa.
And I almost was there. We missed each other for like by 2 days.
Wow.
Because it was when I was home for Labor Day, right? Yeah. End of the summer?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, man. How great would that have been?
Big snowflakes. I think, end of summer?
Yeah.
No snowflakes.
That was another time.
I think he was.
But there are big snowflakes in Boston.
He wasn't.
Like
really
right now.
Huge.
It's wicked cold.
Really big.
I don't think
it's wicked fucking cold back there right now, kid.
Very
you could
cold.
Barely, you could barely go get a slice of pizza right now. It's too fucking cold. Let's just hunker down. Let's order a sub. We'll order some beer. They'll deliver it to the front door. We'll just get wicked smashed.
They order beer to the door in
Boston?
No. That's how
it works. Well, I'm sure they do now.
That's where my story went off the rails.
Yeah.
When I said we'll order beer to the door in Boston, that doesn't happen. It happens in LA, apparently.
Yeah.
Because John just did it.
Pink dot, pink elephant, blue elephant.
Pinkberry.
If you go to Pinkberry, drop John's name, they'll deliver a 12-pack of beer to
that's
wherever
crazy.
You
want. That's crazy. It's insane for a frozen yogurt.
Why? Do you know the owner?
Wow.
You don't know the owner? How the hell is this happening?
That's amazing.
You know how to get.
Wow.
Wow, man. God. That's cool.
LA connections, and you're walking away.
Yep.
How
I just
can you walk
the
away
number
from this?
On the door.
You call the number on the door?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
at Pinkberry?
Wow. Why deliver alcohol? It's
wonderful.
Wow.
Good job, John.
So Pinkberry, wait, just to get clear. Pinkberry is a company that specializes in yogurt, frozen yogurt with toppings.
Yeah, pink elephant.
This is different. It's an elephant.
Oh,
not very.
Oh, no.
Hey, John, thanks for stopping by. It was good to see you.
Thank you. It was.
We're probably not going to see you again for another year, but wherever you go, may the road traveled lead to a good place.
What?
and wherever city you tread upon may be walking 10 feet off of the earth. No.
Stop.
So Michelle, thank you for stopping by.
Oh, Michelle.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
Greg.
Did you have fun?
I did. I had a blast.
Did I creep you out at all?
Not at all.
Greg. Yeah. She just gave me a little like...
Greg.
Thank you.
Greg.
Thank you, Michelle.
Yes.
Brian...
You.
Just invited me out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
I guess I get to look at you one more time.
That's it.
I'll be thinking about you.
Whoa.
Hmm. On behalf of Robert Scheid and Greg Hoyt.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm Brian Gerard. This has been The Scheid Show.
Yay.
Cause I go walking in Cincinnati with 10 feet in front of me off the earth. When I think of Cincinnati, I'd like to get my 10 feet off of me.
Suede shoes and I boarded the plane. Touched down in the land of the Delta Blues in the middle of the pouring rain. WC Handy, won't you look down over me? Yeah, I got a first class ticket, but I'm as blue as a boy can be. Then I'm walking in Memphis, walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam, walking in Memphis, but dude.